Okay, well, to be honest, Mr. Edwards, I've sat and listened to you for the last half hour, and I just don't think you're Oxford material. In fact, I don't think you're even material for the various Oxford reject societies like St. Andrews or Durham. I think you should just go to university in Cardiff or something. It's just, I mean, you're an intelligent young chap, but you're not Oxford material. Now, I know that this means that a few decades from now, you will have to pay a 17-year-old £35,000 to send you 41 images of very, very serious child abuse. I know that. Don't you think that it weighs on my mind as an Oxford don? Don't you think that it weighs on my mind that I know that that is what is going to happen? I know that's what it means. I know that all Oxbridge rejects, without exception, become paedophiles. But what can I do? We only have so many places. We only have so many places. And I know that this is going to cause you to become depressed and have to literally pay to commission images of children aged about 9 being sexually abused, raped, but what can I do?
Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I'd like to talk about an aspect of Sir Keir Starmer's two-tier justice system, which is little discussed. We all know, of course, that it reflects a kind of a narco-tyranny, whereby if you commit a crime that is against the ideology of the group, i.e. heresy, or if you are indeed white, you will be punished far more harshly than if you commit a real, genuine crime, or if you are not white. That goes without saying. But there's another aspect to this, and it basically allows middle-class white people who commit serious crimes, people like the thoroughly appalling Hugh Edwards, to essentially get off scot-free. Before I look into this in more detail, please, 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 could you subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? And could you subscribe on my Substack? That's thejollyheretic.com, where I do in-person interviews, I do films, I do all kinds of interesting based stuff that I can't put on YouTube. And if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of as little as a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, Hugh Edwards, as I noted in the introduction, has just been found guilty of, or has pleaded guilty rather, to receiving the most appalling and vile child abuse. And yet he has not been sent to prison. He has been given a 6-month suspended sentence. Why is this? Well, there's three reasons. One, he is part of the establishment. Can you imagine that if, I don't know, a British National Party activist or something like that had committed crimes like this, they get off so lightly? But two, he is middle class and he is left wing. And this allows him a get out clause. Now, we used to have a get out clause for the elite, for felonies. Felonies in medieval and early modern England were punishable by death, but you could plead a benefit of the clergy, i.e., that you could read a prayer or something, and then you wouldn't be executed. You would merely be outlawed. So this was a common thing, that there were ways for the elite, for the establishment, as it were, to get off crimes. Now we have a new way of doing it, and it's called victim signalling, and it's called mental illness. Now, how does this work? Well, normally, if you're a non-left wing, then you won't victim signal. Victim signalling is what left-wing people do. We live in an inverted hierarchy in which praise, in which status, in a sense, is accorded to you if you are able to argue that you are a victim. And we live in this inverted hierarchy because, as I have looked at in various books, because I have looked at in my new book, Woke Eugenics, we have had runaway individualism, runaway obsession with harm avoidance and obsession with equality, such that it gets to the point where you are treated better if you can say that you are a victim. Now, this means that there is a strong incentive to find ways via which you are a victim. You are a victim if you are black. You are a victim if you are a woman. You are a victim if you are transsexual. You are a victim if you are whatever. You've got to find ways in which you can say you are a victim. And one way you can do so is via saying
that you are mentally ill, that you suffer from things like depression and anxiety and so forth, and this acts as strongly mitigating circumstances for whatever crime you might commit. Now, if you are left-wing, studies indicate you are far more likely to adopt victim signalling, because that's what left-wing people do. Left-wing people virtue signal in order to attain status, i.e. they indicate that they care about disempowered groups. Of course, they don't really, but it's a way of signalling that they are kind and they are lovely in order to, and that they are in with the current ideology, and so this allows them to covertly gain status. But they also signal their victimhood in order to gain status, in order to grift in the grievance hierarchy, and so forth. Now, this is what Hugh Edwards has done. It's in general, a person that was conservative, that was right-wing, would be disinclined to victim signal. That's not what conservatives tend to do. They tend to power signal, to signal that they have power and authority and are part of the original traditional hierarchy based around sanctity and obedience to authority and in-group loyalty. They don't tend to go for equality and harm avoidance, and therefore they don't tend to so obviously virtue signal, although some of them do, of course, but so obviously virtue signal and so obviously victim signal. But this is what leftists will do. It's what leftists are inclined to do. It's what their culture kind of tells them to do. And so this means that they have a way of getting off crimes. And that is what Hugh Edwards brilliantly managed to do. He said that he was rejected from Oxford University. He was surrounded at the BBC by people who were from Oxford University. This made him feel like a failure. This made him depressed. This made him so depressed that he ended up becoming a paedophile, basically. I mean, that's essentially what he argued. And he was very, very, very sorry. And this, almost incredibly, was accepted by the magistrate, and his sentence of 2 years in prison for, let's face it, for awful crimes. If you watch abuse like this, then you are playing a part in videos or photographs of that abuse being commissioned. You are, in a sense, as guilty as the people that commission the crime. You are the reason why they commission the crime. He saw images of children, being sexually abused. And when he was asked, do you want these? He said, yeah, go on then. As if they're sweeties. As if, oh, it's one last wine gum. This is what he did. This is how callous, vicious this man is. That he, yeah, go on then. And then he claimed that he couldn't remember. It strikes me that most of us would remember. It strikes me that if you have the memory such that you are able to read the news successfully every day for 20 years, you could remember that that's something as striking and appalling as the images that he was sent. But there you go. That's what he did. So it's a way of getting off the crime in a way that a right-wing person will almost be constitutionally less likely to do. They'll be less likely to think of it. They'll have too much almost self-respect to be able to come up with this justification for what they have done. They'll probably be less Machiavellian as well, and feel more guilty and just own up to what they've done. They will also, and studies indicate this as well, right-wing people have a sense that they are in control of the world. They are in control of the world. They make decisions. They have a sense of agency, and things are their fault. And if they're found out to be guilty, that's their fault. And they say I'm guilty and they're to blame. Left-wing people, it's been found, don't. They lack that sense of agency. They feel that the world is in control of them. They do not have a sense that they are in control of the world. The world is a series of events that act upon them. They feel almost that they don't have free will. They genuinely feel that, which means that it's all the more logical for them to try to argue that their behaviour is down to depression. The idea that you can say that you were rejected from Oxford or Cambridge and therefore you became a paedophile, there are a lot of paedophiles out there if that's the case. It's absurd. The second thing it discriminates on the basis of is social class. Obviously, middle-class people will have been inculcated. They are better at understanding the way things are. They are better at understanding the dominant ideology. They are better at understanding how to act to get their way. And so middle-class people are going to understand that a way they can get away with a crime is via victim signalling, is via being part of the grievance hierarchy. They're going to understand that. A working-class person will be less likely to understand that. So this discriminates on the grounds of political viewpoint, because it's left-wing people that are much more likely to engage in this activity. Also, it's a fact that left-wing people are simply more likely to be mentally ill than right-wing people. They're more likely to have depression and so forth. And so whatever crime they happen to commit, they can then argue, oh, it's down to depression, and they can get away with it. Whereas a right-wing person will not be able to argue it's down to depression.
Are you ready for the future of the West?